And gently close your eyes for a moment as you just bring your awareness into your body. And you've received a lot of information this morning, so I invite you to make a little space in that place. And let your body relax. Take another breath in through your mouth and let it out. And let your shoulders soften and your body just relax into the chair. Know that the love around you, the love of the entourage of Kryon, the beings that come to anchor this love, this energy in this room, are here by your invitation, our invitation. And they know who you are. And they know why you're here. And they are here for you. Just as those of us in human form are here for you. We are here for each other. Those on this side of the veil and those on the other. So just allow that love to touch you in whatever way feels appropriate to you right now. And lean into that love just a little bit, letting it open you just a little more to receive the message and the blessings from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. The process that you see before you is an old soul process. This is not beyond human understanding. The process, which is called channeling, is a process that uses part of the human to cross the bridge to that which is a dimensionality that you also are part of and not aware of. Part of the very bridge that you are crossing in this new energy is that very one. For in an old earth situation, the attributes which you believe are your entire reality sequester you into a bubble that you believe you know all about. Around that bubble is what you think is God. Something that is untouchable, unreachable, some say doesn't even exist. And there you are. And even the human being who awakens to their divinity pushes against the bubble, wondering if it is true. Perhaps spending their life hoping it is. And so along comes the channeler and pushes the limits of the bubble. And some of you will not know, even after this is done, whether this was real or not, whether the man is in the chair inappropriately pretending or not, or whether there really is something going on which is beyond what you think and touches the very face of the fabric of a multidimensional God. 23 years I have been here. And many of you have sat and listened and read. And I have identified myself over and over as a piece of you. It has been so difficult for us to get the message across that maybe, just maybe, we're allied, all of us, including the voice you hear here, allied, all of us, in an appropriate system that is divine, that literally is the essence of what is broadcast from the great central sun, But that which is the middle of the galaxy, profound as it might be, is in you as well. It is true. And the teaching from the very beginning has morphed and changed ever so slightly as the veil starts to lift. And if you start to study what we have said, you will find a sameness to all of it. And yet, in the last few years, there has been an increased awareness of all of it. So where has that come from, dear ones? And the answer, it has come from you. For I continue to teach with the same energy I have always taught. I remain the guide to the bridge. Except that what has taken place slowly is that the human being is started to push the outside of the limits of the bubble. And so the bubble starts to expand, and that is what we are going to speak of tonight. Perhaps the most difficult esoteric information that I would ever give begins tonight. For I speak of things that are not obvious. I speak of things that some of you will not understand. To the listener and to the reader, it may have to be given again for it really to sink in. For it starts now, and that is the training in the things that do not appear in your bubble. How can you learn things that have no semblance of order, no reality pinning, no reference to anything that you really know about? And the answer is that these things can be taught because they already exist in you. The messages since we began in the year 2013 have been about finding that in you which has been always implanted there, ready for now. Like seeds that have been there all along, ready for this energy to water them. Ever since your birth, before your birth, even in your past life. That the very soul you bring in as an old soul, dear one, has had an underpinning that you've only sensed. And that underpinning is like the crops that are now able to grow. And what you're spending this year doing is watering the crops. And slowly, new awarenesses begin to sprout. And it happens so slowly that it's comfortable. It's comfortable for you to change your position on how you believe and what you think and where you are placing your emphasis. Because to you, it appears to be slow growth in your own personality. And when actually it is you watering the seeds of your past. So that the ancient information will start to reappear. Very ancient. And you will then take on the things that you have always asked to take on. I know this sounds cryptic, but how do I explain a multidimensional reality to human beings who have never really experienced one? Do you know when you experience multidimensionality is when you sleep? The constraints of the linear brain are removed to a degree that things are able to mix. And many of you have had these dreams which often seem to make no sense. And that is to say that the people involved in your dreams shouldn't be there together. That the time that is represented in the dream is oddly now and not now. that sometimes in your dream you're one age and then you're another. There is never a time when you're closer to the now than in the dream. And when you often awake, you cannot even identify or verbalize what you went through because the linear aspects snap back in place and you're awake. And you cannot then tell somebody in linearity about a non-linear event. And you're stumped for words. Well, on the other side of that bubble, that is what exists. And it would be a mistake to take the bubble away. For the human mind would not understand, would grope in disarray and chaos. But when you start to water the seeds of your own growth, you expand the bubble slowly to include, partially, things which are nonlinear. And that's what you're doing this year. And that is why we tell you, all of you, it is a year of growth, it is a year of rest, it is a year of dealing with the shift between the old and the new. It is a year of being careful. It is a year of introspection. It is one where many things may come at you that are new that you expected, finally. And when they do, accept them. See them for what they are, for the synchronicity that you have been waiting for so many of you, is now. The seeds are beginning to grow. Proceed slowly, for there is no time limit. 18 years is what you have right now that is the most fertile for planting new seeds. The last 18, marching through the precession of the equinoxes, was the one that gave you the most trouble. For that is the one where you had to slog through all of the prophecies and all that energy that said that you were not going to make it and not going to make it and not going to make it. For these were the prophecies for a long time. And now that those have fallen on the floor, unfulfilled, the sun comes out. You begin to water the seeds. Do not let anyone tell you, dear ones, that these things are not so. When the millennium shift came and went and the earth stood where it was, without a catastrophe, an Armageddon, a rapture, there was a whole coalition of people who decided to bring you something else so that you wouldn't get too comfortable. And they did. There's always a coalition that is invested in keeping you in the dark. And it is not gone. Watch for it. For it will come forward and tell you, oh, things have been postponed. Oh, there is still things happening. Oh, there's this prophecy and that prophecy. But right now, they're just getting it together. And right now, you can see the truth. There is nothing but the seeds. That's what's going on in your life. I can tell you that, old soul, for that's who's in the room. That's why you came here. We'll have more in a bit. And so it is.